This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? We're on the one show giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out JasonQualls.cfp.com. You don't have to deal with advisors with huge conflicts of interest. All you got to do is make sure you're hiring the right folks to be on your side. Most advisors are salespeople. They'll never admit it. They don't want you to know it. They get mad when I say it, but it's true. They are in the business of selling investment products and annuity products and insurance products. They're also in the business somewhat of managing investments for a fee, but all of those compensation structures lead them to have huge conflicts of interest with you. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise. You need to learn more about what an independent, fee-only, certified financial planner can do. Get a second opinion on all things financial. Again, learn more at JasonQualls.cfp.com. If you want to jump in, be a part of the show, you can do that at FinancialCoachingRadio.com. All you got to do is click on email the show. For those coming up thinking about Social Security, did you know you can take a lump sum payment? Not a lump sum payment for all your benefits. That would be kind of sweet depending on the amount. Then you could take it and invest and do what you want with it. But this is for people who are past full retirement age. And you're going to be presented with this option. So full retirement age is different for everyone. Right now, for those nearing the age, it's about age 66, 67. All depends on when you're born. And the younger you are, the later your full retirement age. But if you've reached full retirement age, then you may be offered this lump sum benefits. And you ask a lot of people in the financial planning business about Social Security, what age to start it. Should you do it at 62? Should you do it at full retirement age? Should you wait all the way till age 70? Throw another thing in the mix. Should you take a lump sum benefit if you're over the age of 50 or over the full retirement age? But back to starting Social Security. Most people say delay benefits as long as possible. And whether they're wrong or right, this can be debated. My concern with anyone just making this blanket statement, everyone needs to delay, I think is doing a disservice for their clients or anyone listening to them. Because you have to take it by a case-by-case basis. What's better for one person may not be better for the other person. And you can't look at Social Security benefits in isolation. What that means is you can't just say, well, let me just analyze Social Security and not take into effect how that's going to impact my other areas of retirement planning. Because it's all commingled. The only way that it wouldn't be commingled is if you just flat out didn't need your Social Security benefits at all, and you could just make a choice. Well, I'm 62, I don't really need it, I'll just wait. I'm 65, I really don't need it, I'll just wait. Now, there's some disadvantages, there's some negatives to doing that, because what if you wait all the way to age 70 and you die at age 75? You didn't get what you should have gotten. And that's the game you play with Social, is you have to make an educated guess based on your unique situation. But what we're talking about today is not the monthly payout from Social. We're talking about the lump sum benefit. So here's what's available. If you reach full retirement age, The government may offer you a lump sum payment, retroactive up to 6 months. And should you take it, should you not take it? So let's talk about how it will work. Well, let's assume that a married couple, they're around full retirement age, past full retirement age, and the wife is just past 66 years old. And the couple has decided that they're going to wait on husband's social until he turns 70 and take the monthly benefit. But since the wife is about midway between 66 and 67, they're going to consider this lump sum benefit. What this lump sum benefit is going to basically assume that you are still age 66, even though you may be age 66 and a half. And they're going to retroactively pay you a lump sum for that 6 months of increase. And by doing that, when your monthly benefits do actually start, the monthly amount is going to be less. So who is this a fit for? Why would you do this? Well, in any scenario, if there's a pension company, if there is the government through Social Security giving you a lump sum option, it may be good for you. The key word may be, well, let's say not good would not be the right choice of word there. It may be okay in your situation to take it, but for most, the lump sum is in the benefit of the pension or the entity offering it, or they wouldn't offer it. Now, it's not going to work that way for everyone who takes it, but in the grand scheme of things, the large numbers, the lump sum would not be in your benefit. So I think the things to consider is, what are you going to do with the money if you take a lump sum? Let's say, for instance, that in your retirement plan, you're like, hey, I didn't do as well as I thought I was going to. I didn't tackle my debt as well as I thought I was going to. Let's say your lump sum social benefit is like $20,000. I'm just making up a number. $10,000. Doesn't really matter the number. And you didn't do as good a job as you wanted in getting out of total consumer debt before you wanted to retire. And let's say that maybe it's credit cards or a car loan. They have higher interest rates and high cash outflow and those things to get them paid off. And if this lump sum would get you there, this lump sum from Social Security, then it may be in your best interest. But if we're just talking about, is it a win for you when you're considering monthly benefits versus this retroactive lump sum from social, it's probably not going to be in your best interest. But now, let's take it away from debt and using the lump sum to pay that down, where it could help you out and help you have a more sustainable retirement. Let's think about those who say, look, if I take this lump sum, I'm going to invest it. I'm going to take the money and invest in it for the long term. Now that could actually work in your benefit. But again, you have to run the numbers based on your unique situation. Now, those have already crunched the numbers of this. The retroactive lump sum benefit from Social Security reduces your monthly payout when it starts to a 10 to 12 year catch-up period. So it's generally not a good idea if you think you're going to live longer than 10 or 12 more years. Now, this, whether it consumes the money's invested or not, don't know the assumptions we use. But that's the things you have to think about. And I think a lot of people overlook this when considering delaying Social Security. They say, well, my age 65 or 66 or 67 benefit is $1,800 a month. My 62 benefit is $1,400 a month. I'm just going to wait because that's $400 more or whatever it is. You have to remember, if you start at 62 and you have to wait all the way to 66 or 67, if that's the calculation of the ages you're using, remember, if you're waiting 4 or 5, you're getting benefits for 4 or 5 more years. That's money you weren't getting otherwise. There is a catch-up break-even by delaying it. All sorts of factors go into this. Inflation, investment rates of return, those types of things. Taxes on your other investments that you have to take because you're delaying social. These are all things that must be considered, and there's always a break-even period. For most people that need the income from Social Security, and if they don't get it, they must take income from somewhere else, like an IRA or 401k. I don't know how long you're going to live, and you don't either. No so-called, quote-unquote, expert on the matter is not going to know how long you're going to live either. So, for most people, if they're retiring early, pre-Social Security full retirement age, it's typically better to go ahead and start Social Security if you look at all the other factors. And that's how it plays in with this lump sum. But here's the thing to do if you actually do get an offer for the lump sum. Or you want to consider this when you, if you're full retirement age and you're down at the Social Security office talking about options. Get your monthly benefit with and without the lump sum. Go sit down with a fee-only certified financial planner, talk about your situation, and run the numbers. And then make a very educated guess on what's best for you. And a lot of factors are going to come in. It's not overly complicated. You just got to have someone that can step back from the scenario because it can get overwhelming. Someone that's outside looking in, giving you objective advice on, hey, this is what's best for you if this happens. This is what's best for you if this happens. Now, here is the information, Mr. and Mrs. Client. You make a decision that gives you the greatest peace of mind because we don't know the right answer. We don't know because we don't know how long you're going to live. And that's the key. We don't know taxes forever. We know taxes right now. We don't know inflation rates forever. We can forecast, but we certainly cannot predict how long you're going to live. And that's a big factor in any Social Security analysis. Now, there's lots of tools online. You put in some information, they'll give you a number, it's best for you to delay, best for you to take Social Security at this age based on a lot of assumptions. But that's the key. Assumptions. And you know what they say about assuming. Unfortunately, in financial planning, you got to make some assumptions. All right, if you have a money question today, hit me up. Click email the show or any of the social media links at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. So there you have it. Some info on Social Security starting ages, some info on Social Security lump sum benefits that could be available if you're full retirement age. We're going to take our first break. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Choking on the ashes of a We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need, while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053.
Recent reports show that half of Americans don't have any of the most basic estate planning documents, like a will or powers of attorney. Folks, if you're married or have children, you can't put this off any longer. Call John Baker, estate planning attorney, right now at 896-5621. As a husband, wife, mother, or father, you owe it to your loved ones to make sure your estate plan is in order. So call John Baker at 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at thwcpa.com.
Welcome back to the show. This is Financial Coaching Radio with you online anytime. FinancialCoachingRadio.com. Here every day on WGNS, 4 o'clock. All you got to do is check it out. Make sure you're getting up-to-date money news, the real deal financial planning topics that no one is discussing. Because we don't just do the basics around here. We talk about real-life topics. If you want a topic to be covered, hit us up. email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Most taxpayers, it's that time, right? Tax season. And it feels like it never ends, right? You know, you get it done, and right after you get it done along the way, you've been having to do keep records and all this stuff. It's like this keeps rolling together. And so many people's tax returns in this country are so very simple. Not that the tax code is simple by any means, but if you know, you just have a couple W-2s and some interest from your bank, do we really need to have those people go in and file a tax return? There's got to be a better way to make sure you pay the exact right amount for taxes. And I know there's outside sources, but a lot of people just don't have any outside income. They work their job, they get their W-2, they get a little bit of interest, and that's it. There's got to be a system where those people can pay exactly the right amount of taxes and have no need to file a tax return. But with the current system we're under, where it fluctuates how much you can have withheld based on different factors, and sometimes you have too much tax withheld, sometimes you have too little tax withheld, and there's a lot of confusion on what an IRS tax refund is. Many taxpayers just impatiently await their check that they receive from the refund. About 70% of Americans typically receive a refund, though many misconceptions exist about where that money comes from. Let me be clear. Unless your income is low enough where you don't pay any income taxes, or you get it all back and then you have some credits, like child tax credits and things like that, where you're actually getting more back than you ever paid in. Now, that's free money. That's a gift. But for most people, if you're getting a refund, you need to understand what it is you're getting. It's refund of your own money. It's because every week you got paid, every month you got paid, your employer, or if you're self-employed, maybe you made quarterly tax payment estimates, you had some money sent to the IRS on your behalf. And if you sent in too much, based on how much you really owed, it's your money that you're getting back. So for example, if I said, hey, I'm going to hire you to come in and clean my office. I need you to come in every week, every day, whatever, and I'm going to pay you $500 a week, whatever the deal is. But of your $500, I'm going to keep $100 of it, and I'm not going to give it to you until next April or next March. You cool with that? You're like, no, man, it's my money. I want all my money right now. I don't want you to hold it for a year. Well, that's what happens when you pay too much in income taxes withheld from your check. Is it's refunding the overpayment. You're basically loaning the IRS money. Now, again, if you're getting a tax credit for children or whatever, then that's different, because tax credits, they're coming to you whether you paid in or owed in or not. But typically, those who are going to be affected by what I'm saying today are just having flat out too much withheld from their paycheck. It's not free money. It's an interest-free loan to the government made by you. A recent survey from Credit Karma found that while people like getting a refund each year, which is forced savings, right? That's why people like it. Like, man, I basically got this $2,000 check, and that's money I wouldn't have had otherwise. Well, you would have been if you had been disciplined enough to save it all year. And I get that saving money is a discipline issue. Another topic for another show. But this survey done, people who like getting refunds, nearly half of all the respondents did not know their refund is a result of overpaying taxes to the government. How do you not know this, people? How do you not know that when you get a tax refund check, for the most people, it's because you overpaid? And if I gave you the same scenario, if you're working for me, and I'm just going to keep $100 a week from you, and I'll give it to you next year, whatever you paid me, I'll give it back to you, you wouldn't accept that. Why are you accepting it from the government? 44% of people, it is their biggest paycheck of the year. A lot of people overpay by a significant amount. The average refund last year was about $2,700. Now, this count, I would assume this counts the tax credits. Because about half of Americans don't pay any income tax. And I would say a large portion of that half of Americans that aren't paying any income, that doesn't mean you're not having any withheld. You're just getting it all back at tax time. So you're like, I pay tax, comes out of my check. But that doesn't mean you don't get it all back. You never should have sent it in the first place or had it withheld in the first place. But a big portion of the 50% of Americans that do not owe any income tax, I would bet a large portion of those people also get the child tax credit. So the average refund for those without getting the tax credit is probably a lot less, probably around $1,500. But even if it's $1,500, let's say it's $1,200 more, you're losing out on $100 per month you could be using for your own benefit. The ultimate goal of proper withholding is to pay so much each month that you neither get a refund or you owe at tax time. And it's easier said than done. You're not going to get it exactly right. But if you can get it within $250, that you get back $200 or you owe $100, that to me is better than an interest-free loan to the government. So hopefully, now spread the word on this. Spread the word. Somebody comes in and says, I got my tax refund. I'm going to have me a big old shindig with my tax refund. Yeah, I got my free money from the government. Whap them upside the head and say, it's not free money from the government. It's money that you paid in too much out of your paycheck. And it's your money. You're entitled to it every week, every month of the year. Go ahead and get it. Change your W-4 to equal the amount that you actually will owe. And I get this forced savings idea. Now, this is not lost on me with the psychology and whether or not people understand what the tax refund actually is or not. I get it. Some people just cannot save no matter what's going on. So this refund, even though it's an interest-free loan to the government all year long, it's a way for them to actually put money aside they otherwise would not be able to. So what should be your goal if you're one of those people? You're going to have to find a way to commit to saving money. Discipline is, it doesn't matter if you make $50,000 or $500,000 a year. You can blow it all easily. And you're like, man, I only make $50,000. I'd love to make $500,000. I know exactly what I'd do with it. Yeah, you have an idea. But until you're there, there are people who are as broke as someone making $20,000 a year, and they're earning 10 times or 100 times as much. It's because it's very easy to spend everything that we make if we do not have discipline. And the discipline is the simplest way to this factor is as soon as you get paid, as soon as you have income, before anything else gets done, you save some. And for my younger listeners out there, if there are any, as soon as you start getting a working paycheck, whether you're 16, 17, 18, 21, whatever, if you can just, I don't care if you commit to nothing else, if you just commit to putting away 10% of your pay every time, no matter what, and you never touch it, and you just somehow invest it in something basic, you'll end up as a multimillionaire, and you didn't have to do anything but to commit to the discipline of paying yourself first, saving first. So if you got $1,000 coming in this week, 10% of $1,000 is $100. You put $100 into savings, $100 into your IRA or whatever, and all you have left to pay bills is $900, and you make sure that you live on that $900, and you don't borrow more than you make, your financial net worth is going to be tremendous in the next 20 or 30 years. Way more than all of your peers starting early, starting now. Committing to discipline is the secret. And, you know, on that little note there, make a note here. Let's say you just can't commit to the whatever percentage that you'd like to commit to, but you can somehow not spend it if the IRS withholds it from you. Every year you get this refund, just commit to investing that. More than one way to skin a cat in the financial planning game. All right, this is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. Check out jasonquallscfp.com. If you want to jump in, be a part of the show. Questions, comments, disagreements, always welcome. There is a little tab. Email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Click it. Get them into me ASAP. This is our second break. Stick around. More right after this.
Train, train.
Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Hi, this is Gabriel Fancher with Reliant Realty. Are you thinking about selling your home? Do you know what your home is worth? Call me at Reliant Realty to find out. 615-445-5073. That's 615-445-5073. Or go online right now and find out at www.homevalue615.com. Again, that's www.homevalue615.com. Call me at Reliant Realty, 615-445-5073.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherell Helen Welch, CPAs, at 848-1072. Tutherell Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com. Show giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Jason Wall, certified financial planner. This is the one show giving you the truth about personal finance. No books to sell, certainly not selling any live event tickets. I'll leave that to the other guys. If you want to jump in, financialcoachingradio.com is the place. Quickly, let's get to the White House working on a second round of tax cuts. You may remember a year or so back, we got the huge tax change, some of them good, some of tax changes, some of them good, some of them bad. Biggest one was tax brackets for those in the lower end are saving money on taxes. Everyone essentially from the tax cuts is getting a break. But those in the first two tax brackets are benefiting the most. That would be the middle class and small business owners. Now we got the White House saying they're putting together another tax cut. This one specifically aimed at the middle class. The intentions come amid a $1 trillion budget deficit and a national debt with an excess of $23 trillion. The White House Treasury Secretary said White House the government spending needs to slow, but he has stuck to the White House's projections that the tax cuts will pay for themselves in the next 10 years. So here's the deal with the tax cuts. If they don't last 10 years, then they're not going to pay for themselves, right? The current tax laws, as they set today, are set to expire in 5 years. Now, maybe with these new laws, they're going to extend all that. But he's going to have a hard time getting it passed with the hoopla going on. He'll have to do this probably in re-election. This may even be a re-election tactic. We do not know. I hate taxes, and I know you do too. But we have to have taxes to make the world go round as far as everything in our society. The difference is, I think most people just want the tax system to be fair. It's just, what is your idea of fair? Is it fair for someone making $1 million a year to pay $500,000 in taxes versus someone making $50,000 paying only $1,000 in tax? Is that fair? I'm saying no. I think everyone should pay the same percentage and then have ways that the richest of the rich, if they want to pay more like they all claim that they do, that the IRS will gladly take their money in forms of donations. But be something to look out for if we'll get another tax cut before year end. This is Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. It's tax time. Get a second opinion on your taxes from Tuthero Helen Welch. Their website, thwcpa.com. They also have an office right here in Rutherford County, 848-1072. No matter what your financial issue is, talk to the experts. Get a second opinion because you just don't know if the advice is best for you. All right, going to take our last break. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Back with you right after this.
I've seen the blood. I've seen the broken. The lost and the sights unseen.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Listen up. When is the last time you talked with an independent, objective, certified financial planner? Do yourself a favor and get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Call me, Jason Qualls, the only certified financial planner today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com. Buying a house is stressful, and so is shopping for a mortgage. Take my advice and get a second opinion on the mortgage for your new home or your refinance. Not all banks and mortgage companies are created equal. Trust me on this. Call my friend Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Great team, great process, and the best rates. Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Welcome back to Financial Coaching Radio. Reminding you once again, all the shows, not all of them, but a lot of them, are on financialcoachingradio.com. Click on archives, get the long list of all the past shows. We talked about CFPs and CLUs and CPAs and mutual fund costs and fiduciaries. That's all in today's show. Other shows, estate planning, tax planning, insurance planning, of course, we'll always go back and forth every other day or two about retirement and investing, and I'll beat it into the ground. As long as they let me on the airwaves, you got to watch out for the type of advisor that you have. Make sure you have the right type. That would be an independent, fee-only CFP. Look up those terms. Look up what CFP means, what it means to the industry, what other folks are saying. Look up what fee-only means. And you'll quickly realize what or why it's so important to have that type of financial advisor in your financial planning life. Jason Qualls, CFP.com for all about me, financialcoachingradio.com to listen to the show anytime, anywhere. Appreciate you listening today, of course. Check out the sponsors' websites. They're here for a reason because they help out with all of the areas of planning they do. Insurance, estate, and taxes, all vital parts of your financial life. Find links to the website at financialcoachingradio.com or jasonquallscfp.com. I'm out of here. See you next time, same bad channel. Stay tuned. More local talk is on the way right here on WGNS.